Today, the railroads go all the way across the continent, and only in the far-off corners of the mountains or in Alaska does mail have to go by snowshoes or dog sleds. Sometimes, not even the bravest or cleverest men on earth can take your letters where you want them to go, because you have not written the address so that anyone can read it, or you have left off part of it. Do you know what Uncle Sam does then? He sends it to the dead letter office in Washington, D.C., where skillful people try to find out where to send it or to return it to the sender. Another thing that Uncle Sam does for you is to protect your money in the mails, and this is the way it is done. If you wish to send money to anyone, you go to the post office and buy a money order for the amount that you wish to send. This money order is a slip of paper that can be sent in a letter, and the person to whom it is sent can take it to the post office in his town and get the money that you sent him. In this way, no money can be lost or stolen. Before Uncle Sam arranged this way of sending money, there were hundreds of dollars lost every year. By means of the post office, Uncle Sam also helps people to save money. If you wish to save a little money every week, ask your postmaster about Uncle Sam's way of doing it. He will be glad to tell you. In fact, the post office is your closest connection with Uncle Sam in your town. The United States flag floats over it to show that it belongs not to the town, not to the country, not to the state, but to the whole United States. And the Great Central Post Office is in Washington, D.C., the capital of our nation. So whenever you go into your post office, you are in Uncle Sam's special property.